Good morning. It's the 3rd of October. Our first reading for today is 1 Chronicles 17. I'm going to read to you today the continuation of the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant that we looked at yesterday. It refers more to yesterday's chapter in Chronicles, but is still relevant for today. I read. You will recall that the ark was taken captive by the Philistines in the sorry battle in the time of Samuel and Eli. It came back miraculously and rested in Kirjath-Jearim for a long time. It never went back into the tabernacle, which itself moved from Shiloh to Nob and then to Gibeon. The ark was never in the tabernacle during the reigns of Saul and David. It was David who decided that the ark should return from Kirjath-Jearim. At the first attempt, there was disaster, because God killed Uzzah when he touched the falling ark. David had created a great occasion, perhaps as a crowning piece following his double victory over the Philistines. But it was not to work out that way. They had overlooked God's requirements, and without excuse in the case of the priests and Levites, who should have known better, as we can read from Numbers 4. On the second occasion, there was meticulous observance of right things. From the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite, from Gath-Rimmon, a Kohathite city, the ark came forth to sanctified priests and Levites, and words of confession and admonition from David. But the ark never went to the tabernacle for which it was made. It went to Jerusalem, into a tent of its own, in a place of its own. What was the meaning of all this? How much did David understand? Certain it is that he had worked out the spiritual meanings of the things of the tabernacle and applied them to his own life. The most holy place, the laver, the altar, the incense, and so on. But when the ark was moved to Jerusalem the second time after the death of Uzzah, David wore a linen ephod on the lines of the priesthood, though he was not a descendant of Aaron. The tabernacle in Zion was a tent and not yet a dwelling place. Here was a process whereby the eventual passing of the tabernacle was anticipated, not by denouncing the law of Moses and the ordinances of the tabernacle, but by something infinitely better, not things but a person. There is a picture of this in 1 Kings 8 verse 4 at the inauguration of the temple built by Solomon. There was a man of the line of David who was also the temple of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who tabernacled amongst us, and who had himself in mind when he said, "Destroy this temple." This tabernacle was to fall down, seemingly rejected, when the Lord died at Calvary. Men thought that he was stricken of God, as though there had been another breach made, as in the days of David and Uzzah. But as Amos had foretold, the tabernacle would be rebuilt to become the permanent dwelling place of God. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. That's Amos 9 verse 11. All these things are anticipated in 1 Chronicles 16 and Psalm 132. Jesus was the true tabernacle of David, in which dwelt the spiritual counterpart of the Shekinah glory. The tabernacle rejected by men was made sure by the Lord God in its place, not as a tent, but as a residence, eternally for God. But we too are the house of David, the tabernacle of David, waiting to be clothed upon with the tabernacle from heaven, the nature which is now possessed by Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for listening.